Hello and welcome again. This is Shubham from Tawaga and you are listening to What's Up Finance, your one-stop podcast for everything finance, where we bring to you the latest updates and news to you, simplified. This week, the market has been under a lot of pressure, but Nifty 50 managed to have an upward movement of 52.8, while Sensex moved up by 179.9. We are 6 months into 2022. The first half of the year is over, and honestly, Indian markets have seen their worst half yearly performance in the last 2 years. Continued geopolitical conflict, high commodity prices, and rising inflation have all weighed heavily on the markets. Even the hedge of gold has not been able to keep afloat, with all the asset classes taking a good beating. So if you're worried about your portfolio being in red, our team of experts is here to help you sail through the storm. Send us a mail at support@tawaga.com for any query related to your portfolio and investments. While my portfolio is making me teary-eyed, Zomato seem to have made another delivery that is making its investors cry. Zomato's stock prices have corrected by a quarter since the Blinkit acquisition deal became public. This much-awaited and talked-about acquisition and Zomato's entry into quick commerce seem like an obvious next step and with all the right synergies for the food delivery giant. But the road to profitability seems far away. Will this be an aha or an ouch moment for Zomato is something that we'll have to wait and watch. Talking about Zomato, I'm sure you have already received the quirky monsoon notifications of chai and pakoda from the delivery app. Yes, my friends, monsoon has reached India and I'm sipping my chai, enjoying the rain with my favorite song Ik Tara in background. It's raining outside, but unfortunately, it's raining pink slips in the Indian startup ecosystem. The most celebrated edtech startup of all, Byju's, has announced layoff across Whitehead Junior and Topper, and the IPO-bound Udaan has also handed pink slips to over 150 employees. You ask me why are so many layoffs in the ecosystem? The answer is simple. Funding crunch and recovery from the pandemic have been a reality check. Now you all must be thinking, why am I all of a sudden singing the famous monotone from Kabhi Khushi Bhi Gham? Because we are going to talk about the biggest news that made us all go in an obvious shock, the Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham moment for Reliance Jio. Mukesh Ambani has officially resigned from the Infocom board and handed the reins to his elder son Akash Ambani. Twin sister Isha Ambani is expected to be elevated to the chairman of the conglomerate's retail unit. Anant, the youngest of the three children, is likely to get the legacy oil-to-chemical business. Did we see this early retirement coming? Well, not really, but Mukesh Ambani seems to be learning from the past. Ambani brothers too fought a bitter battle. 13 years ago, after their father Dhirubhai Ambani died, without leaving behind a will. Hence, an early move to ensure frictionless transition. Ended right. With this, I'll make the perfect segue into our final section, what has Tawaga tribe been up to? This week, our tribe of evolved coffee drinkers, social media travelers, swimming pool scuba divers, and vada pav enthusiasts were reading Hyperfocus by Chris Bailey. In this fast-paced world full of distractions, this book is a practical guide to managing your attention. With this, it's a wrap. See you all in our next podcast. Thank you again for tuning in. If you have any feedback or if you have any topic that you would want us to cover, do tweet us @Tawaga_invest. This is Shubham from Tawaga signing off.